Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that the way that we pray is an indication of the purity of our heart. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, my friend, we have to get our eyes off this sinful preoccupation with visible things of earth's value. Beauty, money, popularity, education, entertainment, sex, and get our hearts to a point where our hearts are seeking after God, as the psalmist says, it panteth after God as the heart panteth after the water brook. Have you ever thought of our prayer life? We pray and think about the church, bless the preacher, bless the church, bless this, bless that, and that's about the extent of it. Help us have a good number in church Sunday. And then somebody gets sick, we ask for healing. And we have these different ways in which we pray. But I wonder, have we learn to pray as they prayed in the Bible, as the Apostle Paul prayed? I think of him in Ephesians chapter 3 praying, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." How did he pray for people in the church? How did he pray for church members? He prayed for healing, oh, I'm sure, along the line, that people had need of healing, and he prayed for them. They had family problems, he probably prayed for them. Maybe they had financial needs, he prayed for them. But the thing that occupied his heart and mind in prayer for the others more than anything else is that God, by the riches of his glory, would strengthen them with might by the Spirit of God, the inner man of each believer, that Christ would dwell in their hearts by faith, that being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, my friend, is that how you pray? Is that how you pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ? Is that how you pray for your family? See, now we're learning how to pray for one another. This is the prayer of the person who is pure in heart. Seek God that you may know him. As our text states, they shall see God. My friend, sin in the heart is that which blocks purity. And if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, the psalmist tells us. Or really, the Holy Spirit tells us in the book of Psalms. Okay? So understand that sin is a lack of purity. I mean, it takes purity away from our heart. And we confess those sins, and he cleanses us by his blood from all unrighteousness, and he makes us pure. So to know God must become the desire, as those with a hobby desire to know more about that thing that's their hobby, the workaholic, the one that has such pride in their house, in their car, their woodwork, or whatever else they do, their painting. You see, it's the perfection of the soul's happiness to see and know God intimately. Seeing Him by faith in our present flesh, but on the inner man, makes our earthly sojourn a greater heavenly hope. The promise of our text is only to those who are pure in heart. None but the pure are capable of seeing God. You know, the world lusts for beauty. It lusts for money. It lusts for popularity and education and sexual things. And those are the things that satisfies them. You see, there is no pleasure for an unsaved soul in the vision of a holy God. But my friend, what kind of pleasure are you enjoying in the knowledge of God? A saved man who truly seeks God will find desires within his breast that only the sight of God can satisfy, and he'll only find that through the Word of God. Now, friend, if you have sin in your life, maybe carnal, maybe an attitude, might be a work of the flesh as anger, confess that thing to God. It's robbing you of purity of heart. Maybe it's just as simple as not applying yourself, not seeking to know the personality of the Almighty. And perhaps you just need to set yourself to seek to know Him. Read Ephesians chapter 1, read Ephesians chapter 3, read Colossians chapter 1, and see the kind of prayers that are prayed in those chapters, and see how your prayer life measures up. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. My friend, are you seeing Him through the inner eyes of faith? Or, although you're saved, you're like Philip, you're still saying, show us the Father. And it's time today to get your heart right with God as a Christian. Now, with some of you, it may not be of getting your heart right with God as a Christian. You're really not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home. Now, I want to share with you that Jesus Christ died for your sin. And that's a wonderful thought. That's a great thing. Jesus Christ died for our sin. I think one of the most profound thoughts in the Scriptures is found in Romans 5:8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. That's profound. Because sin, in any state, let alone a worse state, is so abominable to God and just repulsive and detestable. And to think that our sin is that to God, but the greatness of His love is such that He died to pay the penalty for our sin. He didn't overlook our sin. He didn't excuse our sin. He died to pay the penalty for our sin. You know, the first step in coming to know Christ as your Savior, to being saved from your sin, to be on your way to heaven, is to admit you're a sinner. I had to do that. We all do. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible also says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that not one person is excluded from that, with the exception of Jesus Christ, who is the glory of God. All of us have sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. We must be willing for the Lord to take our sin away. Now, Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that one, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, he died for us. He's God's glory. He loves us and he wants to save us, but we've got to be willing for him to cleanse us by his blood from our sin. Now, a lot of us want to go to heaven, but we don't really want to be cleansed from our sin. Well, you're not going to be cleansed from sin, and therefore you're not going to heaven until you invite him into your life as your Lord and Savior. You see, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity. Jesus is the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, believing in your heart is not just agreeing that a fact is true. The devils believe and tremble, the Bible tells us. Believing in your heart is saying, this is absolutely true, and therefore I'm going to act on it. Now, I might believe that eating ice cream every night is not good for me. And I can sincerely believe that and still eat ice cream every night. Okay? It's not faith until I quit eating ice cream every night. Well, it's not faith until you realize that you're a sinner and you cannot save yourself and Jesus Christ and Christ alone. It's not Jesus and the church. It's not Jesus and your baptism. It's not Jesus and your works. It's Christ alone. You see, Jesus bore in his body, 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, on the tree our sin. He died for us. Please understand that Jesus Christ was without sin. He was born of a virgin, not because God wanted to show us a miracle in his birth. He wanted the one that would die for him to be a perfect sacrifice. Jesus was God who existed in eternity past. You see, but God is a spirit, and Jesus throughout all eternity and past existed as a spirit. But he came to this world and took on flesh, and he died for your sin and for my sin. Christ died for us. He shed his precious blood on the cross for your sin. Every sin you ever have or every sin you ever will commit. When he was dying there that day, he's paying our penalty. Now, we often look at the physical suffering of Christ on the cross and what the soldiers and the others were able to do to him. But that's not the worst part of his suffering. The worst part of his suffering is when the wrath of God Almighty of deity was poured out upon his human spirit. And he endured the cross. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.